Oh, hi, McFatty.
Well, are you preparing for Wednesday?
It's already raining in bad weather. I'm prepared.
No, the arc is well underway.
Well, it's tied up out back, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
The hobos are working on it, right?
Right, right. Well, 2x2, so, you know, there are two hobos on there currently.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
you know, what else should I be prepared for on Wednesday?
Well, you know, it's the old gal's favorite day of the month.
Free Golden Corral. Is that Wednesday?
No, it's the full moon.
Oh.
Never mind.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
hello. And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the damp, the moist Little Fatty Cast for Monday.
It's more
than
damp and moist.
Right, the kayak
is downright soggy.
I hope the floating dock in my backyard has enough height that it can rise that high. Welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 11th of July, 2022, and the, well, rainy week and year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host. I got a little drizzled on my way to the see Miss Shirley earlier. Mr. Larry H. Bader, that's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even when
he's sort of
y'all, even when a sinkhole has opened up at the coal mine, he cannot get it right. It's V-A.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
D-E-R. Yeah. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Bader, and with me is the freshly back from the Horror Hotel one himself.
Right, right. By the way, what I forgot to mention, that on the full moon on Wednesday, that's the buck moon, okay? So it'll cost you a dollar to look at it.
Ah.
All right? Ah.
Should I just send that to P.O. Box 561 Woodland Hills?
561 Walnut Hills, California, 9365.
Okay, perfect.
But the buck moon on Wednesday is the super moon. So it's going to be...
I'm sorry.
It costs $2.
Is that the super moon?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
So
just making sure.
It's going to be super crazy.
Ah. Well, you know, people love a full moon. Now, Big Fatty, how are things at the villa? Is there standing water? Has there been an event? Has there been an incident?
There was standing water near the turlet, but it was because I missed.
Y'all, it has rained and it has rained and it has rained. And everyone's like, oh, we need the rain. This is so good. Y'all, how can we need the rain? It has rained for 10 days. And
well, we do need the rain.
We need it to stop.
But normally we like it spread out a little bit.
Right, right. Y'all, it is just rained. And the weather forecasters are basically useless. They know it's going to rain, and that's all they can tell you. They can't really get the wind right. Y'all, it was going to rain all day today. Until 3:15, it was sunny and 95 degrees.
It's rained all afternoon over here.
But not over here. And I just went to see Miss Shirley right before we recorded because, y'all, it's soup weather. Shirley? So I needed some chicken stock to make my soup for dinner. And Miss Shirley's good. She had on her rain poncho inside.
Of course she did.
No, she 100% did. And I just said, okay, Miss Shirley. But, Yeah, Miss Shirley is my favorite cashier at the Target.
Yes.
But, y'all, I got up to the Target, which Big Fatty knows, that's not so far from the Vader family compound.
Maybe
2 miles, 3 miles?
Yeah, probably 3 miles.
Yeah. Y'all, the parking lot was damp, but it had barely rained there. So, we've already gotten about an inch and a half of rain at the Vader family compound, according to the weather station out back.
The ferns in Fern Gully have never been happier.
Right, right. It is just, and by an inch and a half rain, I mean in the last 2 hours, today. Now,
and it's supposed to, by the way, for those of you, I don't know how many folks know about this, but there's something called the cellular telephonic device, the iPhone, if you will. Excuse me. And there's an app called Dark Sky. Now, you have to pay for it, but pay for it one time. But
I don't know that I could recommend that.
Why?
Because Apple bought them and the app's being discontinued soon. Apple's owned them
really?
for a couple of years. The weather in Apple's weather is coming from Dark Sky. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, so, I'm going to tell you what. Dark Sky hits the nail on the head every time.
Well, Dark Sky is good for now. Dark Sky is not good for tomorrow. So that's what I've discovered is it's good for up to the minute.
I will agree with that.
So it's weird. Apple is pulling in predictions from somewhere else. I don't know if it's weather.com or what, because they're very different from Dark Sky. And so, but the rate, yeah. Anyway, so any of the third-party apps that use WeatherKit, which is Apple's API that developers can use, they are using Dark Sky data. So I know Carrot Weather doesn't pull Dark Sky, but anyway. So if you've got some of the other big ones, they're just Dark Sky too.
Is that for carrot farmers?
And turnips, yeah, carrot and turnip farmers.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Root vegetable farmers.
Basically. Oh, Big Fatty's gotten a tip of tap message.
By the way, I've just closed my exercise ring by sitting here.
Well, perfect, y'all. There's not much else you can do. I have big plans. My plans. I went to the Gerserarium on Saturday, but I had to go in between rain showers, and then I got stuck. I got stuck. Not because it was sideways raining, because I avoided that, y'all. I planned it and everything.
But it was too fat to be able to get out?
Well, kind of. In a way, actually. Okay. But, y'all, I got almost home. I mean, I was halfway between the Target and the Vader family compound, distance-wise. I wasn't at the Target. Y'all, and the road was underwater. So, yeah, people were blowing the horn at me because I stopped and put on my hazards and I was turning around. And, y'all, people were coming up and they were just blowing the horn and flipping me off. And, y'all, they went flying through it. And next thing you know, they're bobbing around in the water. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck you, terrible person. So I just double fingered out the sunroof and turned around. And, y'all, I had to go all the way down by the airport to get home because everything was flooded. It was awful. But anyway. Basically, could have run by the villa, but you know.
Since we're talking about roads and weather, tell me about this sinkhole. Does this have a sexual connotation at all?
It should, knowing the coal mine as you do. It 100% should.
Yes.
But it doesn't. Y'all, we got this Slack message, this tip a tap from the coal mine, you know, regulation committee there, if you will, the people who are in charge of protecting us, the regulators there at the coal mine.
Yes. Very important.
They are. Oh, just ask them. Well, y'all, apparently they were like, if you're parked in the XYZ parking lot, you better come see us. There's been a sinkhole and don't approach. So, yeah, I don't know much more about it than that. It was not where I park, the jalopy, which is, it's a shame because
that would make the decision easier.
Right. Mm-hmm. But anyway, wasn't it where I park? Because, you know, I'm in the VIP parking.
Excuse me.
And by VIP, I mean the only paved parking spaces at the coal mine, but they're also the only ones that flood and have standing water in them when it rains, yes. Which, as you know, has been an issue all week. But anyway, so yeah. Well, Big Cuddy, how was your week?
You've had... It was fabulous. I'll review the visit to Daddy Days at the Horror Hotel. Excuse me, the Metropolis Entertainment. And on my show,
it'll be breaking news. Breaking news.
Yes, and but other than that, it's been lovely. I did get an early start on Sunday morning. So I got back and unpacked the valise and went out and got my nipple walk in before the. Before the rain came down.
Oh, God. It's been hot here, too. I don't know how you've been standing some of those nipple walks. Y'all, it is.
They're awful.
It's bad. I was just looking to see. The heat index is not above the actual temperature right now. But Saturday morning, I opened the back door of the Vader family complex to take out the trash. It might have been Friday morning, but I think it was Saturday morning. And y'all... It was so hot at like 8:30 yesterday, Saturday morning. I mean, it hit you in the face.
So it stung the wrinkles out of your clothes?
Yeah, my windows are fogged up in the Vader family compound. Uh-huh. That's how bad it is. And so it's that time of year. It's that time of year. But
yeah, that's
just. I mean it, just 3 months.
It's part of it.
Yeah, just three more months, and then But yeah, y'all. There, I've got an update, and I'm gonna play the music.
You've got some updates. Oh, it sounds like a rectum update.
Y'all, there's a rectum update. On Thursday, I had a. My appointment with my rectum doctor, and actually with my cataract doctor, not my rectum doctor. Oh. And y'all, my appointment was at 2:45. What time do you think I saw the doctor?
I would guess 3:30.
You would be off by an hour. 4:30.
So, oh, my Lord.
You can imagine my mindset when I got in there. And, y'all, I got up twice to walk out of the office of the waiting room and just throw the paperwork at them. But I had waited 3 months for this appointment.
Right.
So, finally got back there, and, y'all, they, you know, the ophthalmological assistant, who was fabulous. I loved her tattoos. She was fabulous. Did all the little pretests you have to do. They'd already made me sign all this paperwork saying I was going to take all these tests, and I refused to sign it because essentially the paperwork said, we think this is important, but your insurance doesn't, so it's not going to pay for it. So you'll owe us $580. And I said, no, thank you. And that caused a little bit of a kerfuffle. But I was not paying $580 for the test because they don't need to do those tests. They did not exist. And cataracts have been being operated on for 40 years.
Oh, longer than that.
Right. But six, like in the modern sense of, you know, how they do it and everything. And so I said, no, thank you. And so this woman sitting beside me, the waiting room was packed. I was the youngest person in there by 20 years and I probably by 30 years. And they were all having full-on conversations with each other, screaming at each other across this waiting room. And it was absolutely miserable. So by the time I got back there, you can imagine the mindset a fat person was in. Y'all.
You were hungry.
Well, I was a little bit. I had a hankering for a glass of red wine, quite honestly, after sitting through all that. Because I'd gotten there early to do the paperwork out of principle because, one, I don't like being late. And, two, they had texted and said, would you like a call, like earlier in the week, and said, can we call you about filling out all of your pre-appointment paperwork? And I replied, no. And so then, of course, they called, and I hung up on her because I had replied no and principle, and don't ask if you're going to do it anyway. And then I – so by the time I got to the doctor, y'all, he looked and he, oh, your macula looks pretty good. I think this will be a success. And it's a pretty big decision. And
did you have to remove your orange hat before you
I just kind of had it sitting. They give you a folder when you with all the information about cataracts and blah 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 and the treatments and mostly to sell you things. I'll get to that in a second. But
did they put you in that Glock coma?
No, and so I have my orange hat sitting on the folder, which I had put on the end table in the little office-y treatment room where they, you know, where he looks in your eye.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'd sat there for 45 minutes.
Right.
And so anyway, y'all, he said those nice things, and then he said, so let's talk about the premium options. And I said, I'm not interested in those. And then, y'all, that wasn't good enough.
Mm.
So he kept talking. I said, I'm just going to interrupt you. I appreciate what you're saying, but there are no more $3,500 to spend on procedures right now. Don't have it. Right. Can't pay for it. Not digging into savings for a premium option here. Mm-hmm. I need to go with what my insurance will pay for. I understand, blah, 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 blah. Y'all, it didn't deter him. So I reached over to the little side table and got my orange hat.
Oh, Lord. Let me ask this question before you get to it. Mm-hmm. Did the price of the premium options come down some?
I don't know.
Because you weren't listening. Okay, go ahead.
I stopped listening and stopped him. And I said, I think we're done here. And he's like, excuse me? And I was like, I think we're done. He's like, okay, well, you can see Carol to schedule the surgery. And Big Fatty, I stood up, put my orange hat on, walked by the trash can, dropped the folder in it, and walked out the front door.
Oh!
So, wasted a lot of time. Y'all, absolutely abysmal. Absolutely abysmal.
It's a rectum.
Right. And exactly. And, you know, I was talking to another rectum doctor about this because I said, you know, I'm fat. I'm just going to have to call in a favor. So called in a favor. And he was telling me, he said, look, everyone else he sees is on Medicare. Medicare will pay, plus the plan B will pick up the difference between a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not worth his time because he can't charge you as much. Mm-hmm. And your insurance isn't going to pay for X, Y, and Z. So anyway, y'all have an appointment next week to see another rectal doctor. He's going to do some of the same tests, and I'll probably have to pay the same copay, $100 copay.
You know, it's nice when they walk in and they snap that glove. And anyway, now, speaking of procedures, I believe you had a visitor at the Vader Family Condo this week.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk. I don't know that we need to talk about all that, but it's been a wild week as Vaders go. Father Hat is not well. And so
I'm hearing this, the details now too.
Right. Well, I'm not going to go into all of it. Father Hat is not well. My father isn't well. And so essentially he was in the emergency room because some stuff happened. And the only doctor with sense who works there apparently looked at his chart and said, I don't know what you're doing here. And he said, excuse me. And he said, you need to be at the Medical University of South Carolina down in Charleston. And he said, correct, but no one will send me there. And this doctor said, well, I will, because we can't do anything for you here. And so y'all, they sent him there, but there's a catch. Y'all, the hats have a dog. And the dog's name is Chaco. Now the dog belonged to the Grand Hat Arena, who passed away.
So it's an ancient dog.
9 years old, 10 years old, miniature poodle. He's black and white, hence the name Chaco. Y'all, I want to like the dog. I really do. And Big Fatty knows I like dogs. Your little lamb has the tubby puppy, and I love my tubby puppy. And
is Chaco incontinent?
No, he's not in Continent, but he's, because of my grandmother raising him for the first three or four years of his life, he never learned anything as far as like commands, as behaving, walking on a leash, blah, blah, blah. So y'all, this dog in my house, first thing I did was I put the dog in the car and drove right to this local business called the Dog Wash.
Oh.
And I said, like, I'm going to need this fixed. Y'all, the dog stunk. He was all like, his hair was all jacked up from my mother trying to cut him and all that. So I said, and I also need him to have a bow tie, please. So went ahead and got that taken care of, which he was not happy with me about at all. And so the Hatterina didn't even notice until after they got home on Thursday. Did you bathe Chaco? And I said, well, I didn't, but I paid somebody to do it. So anyway.
Well, he doesn't stink anymore. Now I can smell your daddy.
Right, right. So y'all, anyway, so no real update on that. They'll be back. Okay. The Hats will be back in Charleston. So I'm sure Chaco will be back. And he means well. He's a sweet dog, but he's a yappy dog. Just meow, 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 meow. And you know how we just don't enjoy that. So I'm trying to get your little lamb to let me, or to keep the yappy dog with the tubby puppy. That way they can just yap at each other and bounce around and whatnot. So
that'd be fabulous.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was like, he's great company. He's designed for company. You know, he really doesn't have any other traits about him. Like, just he's good company. So, So that also happened this week. And that's about my week. I did not go to the horror hotel. Y'all, I didn't even mention this. Y'all, I was flying to Dallas for the weekend until all this
happened.
How
is Sue Ellen?
Well, I don't know because I didn't go because Father Hat.
Ah.
I thought the end was near on Tuesday. You know, the end was near. And I was like, oh, dear God.
Was he calling out Elizabeth's name?
Basically. So I canceled my trip, you know, whatever, and everything, because I said, well, that's not going to happen. So I canceled my trip. But I do have a little bit of breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Big Friday, when are you going on your cruise of a lifetime?
We will be flying out
That's
of
never a simple answer.
Flying out of Charleston on the 17th of August.
Oh, me too.
Are you going on my cruise?
No, hell no. Oh, okay. I'm not going on your cruise.
And
okay.
we arrive in Rome on the morning of the 18th.
Meow, meow.
And then we get on the ship on the 21st.
Ah, okay. Well, I board on the 19th for my cruise of a lifetime to Alaska. Y'all, I woke up on Sunday morning to an email from the Celebrity Cruises, and it said, Larry V, we're excited to welcome you aboard the Celebrity Solstice from Seattle. And I was like, what? And I was like, y'all, I had a couple glasses of wine last night, but like, I don't.
Are you on Ambien?
Right?
Have you pulled a big Ricky and gone on Ambien?
Right. And I was like, I mean, I was like, that bottle was almost empty, so I really didn't have much at all. Maybe a big glass. I do things, but I didn't. My laptop's still sealed, you know, like it wasn't even turned on. You can't book it on the phone, I don't think. So I said, well.
I bet you can.
Well, probably on the mobile web, but not on. I know you can on the app. And so, y'all, I moved over to my text messages, and I had one from my friend Big Mama that said, Larry isn't going on the cruise, and it's already paid for, so you're going with us, so you need to get your flight to the Seattle.
Oh!
And I said, okay. I was like, well, you go on to church. Let me process this. Let's have a taco later to discuss these details because I need a minute to process
this. It's always nice to celebrate Taco Sunday.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone. It's that time where we play the game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day. I tell you guys the easy part, who they were, the hard part, if they're dead or alive. So Big Fatty, give us our first one.
Robert Greene, and Greene is spelled with an E at the end.
Okay, so not the Very Robert Greene. Yeah, right. So Robbie Greene is alive. And,
okay. and we would know him from?
He was, I can't remember his character's name, but he was on the Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. That was Brian Austin Greene. But,
same difference.
Robert Greene is dead.
Oh.
Died in 1592. And he was an English writer. And the only reason I chose this one, because one of the things he wrote was Friar Bacon.
Oh.
F-R-I-A-R.
Well, right. How would I not know that? It's true. You know, well, as a student of English literature.
Somewhere the Bacon family is, Miss Bacon's related to him. E.B. White.
E.B. White is, I sure hope he's dead. If he's not, I'd like for him to be. Y'all, he was also in the theme of writing. He was also, I guess, an author, but I believe he was the co-writer of the world's most annoying book on the planet. That's the Strunken White's Guide to Grammar, or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, he's dead. He is a writer. He wrote Stuart Little and Charlotte's Web.
All right. Well, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, moving forward.
Okay, Yul Brynner.
Yul Brynner. Probably dead. And okay. Yul was a announcer of some sorts on the ABC or CBS, I want to say. But I don't remember what.
Yul Brynner is indeed dead. Mm-hmm. And, He was an Academy Award-winning stage and screen actor and was in The Ten Commandments and The King and I. He played the king in The King and I.
Oh, did he also
announce? All right, have we got time for just two more?
I think if you hurry it up, we can squeeze them in.
All right, I'm going to try to squeeze two more in. Leon Spinks.
Leon Spinks. Leon is dead.
Uh-huh. And we would know him from?
He was also an actor back in the 20s and 30s. He was one of the silent film actors.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Leon Spinks. Mm-hmm. You're correct. He is dead. Mm-hmm. But he was an American boxer and won the heavyweight championship and an Olympic gold medal winner.
Ooh.
So how about that? Mm. Uh-huh. All right. We got one more.
One more. And,
this is a gimme. I can hear Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey. By the way, did you see that he moved to someplace new?
Someone sent him
flowers. He's very touched. He received flowers.
Oh.
All right, here we go. Brett Summers.
Brett Summers. Oh, alive as far as I know.
Okay.
And we would know. She was an actress in the 80s, 70s and 80s. Don't ask me what she was in. She was in one of those Friday night TV shows. I know that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, Brett Summers is dead.
Oh.
And she was an actress. She played Blanche Madison on The Odd Couple.
Mm.
Okay. And she was a TV personality best known for her appearances on the quiz program Match Game. Get ready to match the stars. She sat up there by Charles Nelson Reinem.
Ah, well, all before my time. So
I'm telling you, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, is screaming at you right now.
Well, in his new car.
Ooh. Oh, I didn't know he got a new car.
I thought so, because I thought he said, I got a new car with a bigger screen, and look whose fat face is on it.
Oh,
it was yours.
Yes, he did say that.
All right. So
yes.
Yeah. So, Chris, congratulations on the new car and the new home and the new residence and probably a new job. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, but...
What, is there something we don't know about?
No.
Is there something he should confess? Oh.
No, but if he moved, I assume he's also got a new job.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know. Well, I don't... He don't talk to me.
Yeah. Well, oh... Well, but you have friends in common from Grindr.
That's true. But he doesn't know who that is.
Oh, okay. Well, he's very. Anyway, you know, the mind is a delicate thing to lose, and the older you get, the worse it gets. And in fact, you know, it's getting bad for me. But you know, there are people who it's much worse for.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I don't remember who they are, but...
Yeah, but that's hard to believe, but yeah.
Mm.